From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Test flights in Europe by several airlines today are said to be confirming that the cloud of volcanic ash over the continent is finally clearing, at least over some countries. The European Union's Transport Commissioner says about half of the regularly scheduled flights could operate tomorrow if further tests and readings confirm that jetliners can fly without compromising passenger safety. That would be good news for tens of thousands of air travelers who are stranded at airports, such as at Britain's Manchester Airport, where spokesman Russell Craig says even after flights resume, it will take time to deal with the backlog.
200,000 people around that figure have been affected at Manchester, 1,300 flights in the run-up to a weekend. That's a very, very difficult logistical exercise to manage. Aircraft are in the wrong place. I would estimate that it will take at least a week to get things back to normal operations.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli, who's trying to find her way home from the Netherlands to Rome, says European travelers are helping each other cope with the current shutdown in air travel.
It was a fascinating scene at the Hague train station. There were Greeks trying to get back home. There were Spaniards. And everybody became, masters of geography. We're trying to figure out what routes to take. And there was one, a nice guy, a Norwegian guy, who actually lives in Minnesota. And he was on the phone to his wife, who was changing his flight back to the States. First, he was going to go to Athens. It was going to take about 2 days to get there. Then she moved it to Madrid, but he couldn't get to Madrid. We had a lot of talks, and I basically told him, when I got to Paris, said, try Paris and then try getting your way down to Madrid from there. But anyways, we've all become incredible experts in geography here.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli speaking from Paris on her way to Rome from the Netherlands. The air travel problems in Europe prevented President Obama and several other leaders from attending today's state funeral for Poland's President Lech Kaczynski, who was killed in a plane crash in Russia. Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev was there, along with a large delegation from Moscow. Several major airlines are saying they are not planning to impose charges for carry-on bags, as Spirit Airlines is planning to do. NPR's Robert Smith reports the assurance came after Senator Charles Schumer of New York had threatened to propose legislation on the matter.
Senator Schumer is on a crusade to fight carry-on fees after Spirit Airlines announced that it would start charging. That airline said it would ding passengers up to $45 for luggage in the overhead compartment. Schumer threatened legislation to outlaw the practice and got some airlines scared. American, Delta, JetBlue, United, and US Air all made commitments to keep the carry-on free. Schumer says that he plans to meet with the leadership of Spirit Airlines in the coming week. Add-on fees have become commonplace for checked luggage, but hadn't affected carry-ons until now. If the federal government were to declare onboard bags as essential to travel, then airlines wouldn't be able to charge for them. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News from Washington. The top U.S. military commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno, says he expects to meet the goal of withdrawing U.S. combat troops from Iraq, nearly 45,000 of them, by the end of August.
Our plans are intact. I feel very comfortable with our plan, and unless something unforeseen and disastrous happens, I fully expect us to be at 50,000 by the 1st of September.
Odierno interviewed on Fox News Sunday. The 50,000 is the number of non-combat U.S. troops that will remain in Iraq after the pullout. Men who gain weight around the time prostate cancer is diagnosed have a higher chance their cancer will come back, according to a report presented today. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University questioned 1,300 men who had surgery for prostate cancer about weight gain. Those who put on 5 pounds or more within 5 years before their surgery or 1 year afterwards were twice as likely to have their cancer recur. It's possible study authors understated the effect of weight gain on cancer recurrence. That's because being overweight can suppress levels of PSA, a protein in the blood doctors use to tell if cancer has returned. So some overweight men may not have had their recurrence diagnosed until after the study was over. Researchers say the study was too small to tell if losing weight would reduce the risk of recurrence. They presented the results at a meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research in Washington. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Pope Benedict is back in Rome after an emotional meeting with 8 men in Malta who say they were abused as boys by Catholic priests there. The Vatican said the Pope pledged that the Church will do everything possible to protect children and to bring abusive priests to justice. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.